G'day, Reece Dowden here. Welcome to another episode of Selection Bullet Points Podcast, episode 41. And what I'm going to cover in this episode is I'm going to expand on the selection tip 223, okay? Selection tip 223, which I put on social media recently. And that was in regards to OPSEC still applies after 10 beers deep, all right? And a lot of people wouldn't think that this would occur, okay? You wouldn't think people would be this fucking stupid, but they are. Right, even guys that pass selection. So you get some guys that'll pass selection and they think they're fucking awesome and, you know, good job, they're pretty good. But you still got a long way to go, all right? So you don't want to be that guy who gets past selection, is on the reinforcement cycle and starts gobbing off or talking shit at down at the pub, all right, in Cronulla, Norley's or wherever else you're going to go and have a few beers, all right? Because again, you wouldn't think that happens, but it has happened a number of times, all right? So guys will be on the reinforcement cycle trying to complete that. They've had a skinful of beers and they're out there in the local pub talking about how they've got through selection, how they're on the reinforcement cycle. And in one particular example, they'll talk about actual MOE charges, all right? Explosive charges to some dude in the pub. And that dude in the pub was actually a team leader in 2 Commando. All right, so that didn't go well for that dude. And I'm surprised he didn't actually get kicked out of the unit, but they didn't. They allowed him to continue on. But what do you think his life was like after that? He was under the fucking pump, right, for the rest of the Rio, and he was going to carry that in to the unit, right? Looks like an absolute boob, totally unprofessional, an absolute idiot. So keep yourself in check, all right? OPSEC applies no matter what. You have protected identity in special operations, and you also want to pass that on to your partner, all right? You can't have your partner, if you get through selection on Rio, can't have your partner telling everyone who listen how proud she is of you because you got through special operations selection and you're on the reinforcement cycle. You need to drill that into your partner, all right? Because again, it's OPSEC. You have protected identity. Your mates have protected identity. You don't need to be, you know, talking out of school to anyone who listens, especially when you've, you know, you're half cut down the pub, all right? That will not bode well with you and you're not going to have a good time in the unit. So you've done all that work, all right? So keep your ego in check, keep your mouth in check and just get through the reinforcement cycle, all right? Be professional about it and then you're going to have a really good time in the unit, okay? So that's what you need, professional soldiers that are going to actually do the job and not become egomaniacs just because they've passed a selection course. All right, so I hope you got something out of this episode. Believe it or not, it does happen. Don't let it be you. Make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection and including my new video, which I've called The New Way to Prepare for Special Operations Selection. All right, because selection's changed a little bit, certainly changed in regards to preparing than when I did it back in 2008. So if you want to be on top of everything, including all the updates, watch that video. If you've got any questions, make sure you reach out. Hit me up on social media, Reece_Dowden on Instagram and TikTok. Or you could email me Reece, which is R-H-Y-S, Reece@operatoredge.com. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.